I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Springville police have their hands full this week, investigating two separate murders in just a few days.
KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the latest. Amy?
Amanda, it's been a tough week for Springville police, according to Chief Lance Haight.
It is difficult for them, so they rely on support from the community and from their families.
Chief Haight tells KSL TV that some of their officers have seen more homicide this week than they have in their whole careers. Police found a man shot dead on his front porch in town on Saturday. They say a man matching the suspect's description later walked into the police station saying he had information about the homicide. An arrest record show 25-year-old Hunter Lamoureux later admitted that he was upset with the man because of a custody dispute and pending divorce between the man and his wife. That comes just after police were called to a possible murder-suicide earlier in the week that left one 20-year-old young man dead and his ex-girlfriend, a 17-year-old Lily Conroy, in the hospital. She's still there this morning on life support while her family looks to donate her organs. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Springville Mayor Matt Packard says they're just not used to crimes like this in their small city.
While you may hear about those kinds of things in larger cities, it's just very uncharacteristic of Springville.
Mayor Packard says their community is rallying together to support the impacted families.
Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Firefighters in Wasatch County are working to stop a wildfire that's already burned more than 85 acres north of Heber City. KSL TV spoke with Mike Erickson from the Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands on how early fires usually start.
Wasatch County usually doesn't see fires like this until July and August. Quite honestly, I can only think of a couple times where we've had a fire get over 2 or 3 acres in May. There's definitely a potential for a really bad fire season this year.
Mike says they believe this fire is human caused, but they're still investigating exactly what started it.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Biden is meeting with Indo-Pacific leaders in Tokyo this morning, and the economy is a major focus.
Biden launching an Indo-Pacific economic plan involving 12 countries, the focus on trade and how to prevent those supply chain issues that we've seen recently. The message, though, to this region is that the U.S. is dedicated to uniting its friends and allies here, and that message will also be brought to Quad Nation leaders tomorrow. Meanwhile, Biden was asked today about the possibility of a recession in the U.S., the president giving an emphatic no, but acknowledging that the price of gas is a real problem for many families back home. Britt Klenet, ABC News, Tokyo.
A cluster of hospitalizations is now tied to the nationwide shortage of baby formula as overseas shipments begin arriving in the U.S.
ABC News has learned at least 4 infants in South Carolina were recently hospitalized. 3 of them admitted when their parents were forced to use alternatives to their normal formula, and their babies couldn't tolerate the switch.
ABC's M. Nguyen reporting.
Pfizer says it's ready to submit its vaccine data for children ages 6 months to 5 years old to the FDA.
It would be a 3-dose regimen following the disappointing results of Pfizer's trials with 2 doses. Each shot will be 1/10 of the adult dose. The company saying the vaccine was 80% effective against symptomatic Omicron COVID among the more than 1,600 children in the trials.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos says Moderna previously submitted approval for their COVID vaccine for young children, and they're waiting an FDA decision.
The invasion of Ukraine.
Russia is intensifying its attacks in eastern Ukraine as President Volodymyr Zelensky calls for even more powerful weapons to counter the Russian invasion.
Poland's President Andrzej Duda, the first international leader to address Ukraine's parliament in person, getting a standing ovation, embracing Zelensky. Duda facing down Putin, saying only Ukraine has the right to decide on its future.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Kyiv and says President Zelensky says between 50 and 100 of their soldiers die every day on the battlefield.
First look traffic. We go back over to Andy Farnsworth.
And right now it's just waiting on some issues from last hour to kind of thin themselves out. I-15 still running a little bit slow, approaching Antelope Drive in Layton from some overnight road work that was wrapped up a little later. And we still have some heavy traffic on 12th Street in Ogden near the railroad tracks, which were stuck down for quite a while. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time now, 6:05.
A former U.S. Marine recently released in a prisoner swap with Russia is now telling his story. Trevor Reed spent nearly 3 years in a series of isolation cells, a psychiatric ward, and then a forced labor camp.
I remember thinking, like, is this real? Maybe this is not happening. Maybe I'm still going to wake up right now in solitary confinement.
Reed was freed April 27th in exchange for a Russian pilot sentenced for drug smuggling.
There was a series of search and rescue operations around Utah over the weekend. The North Fork Fire Department says there were two rescues near Aspen Grove, both requiring a DPS helicopter. A woman slipped on ice while hiking in one case. The second rescue involved a cliffed out hiker on Mount Timpanogos last night. Another rescue operation happened in Davis County late Friday when a motorcycle rider fell off a 30-foot cliff in Bountiful near the B on the side of the mountain.
A judge has dismissed some of the claims in a lawsuit against movie star Gwyneth Paltrow. Details from KSL TV's Adam Small.
The judge dismissed claims that Paltrow inflicted emotional distress in a skiing collision at Deer Valley Resort in 2016. He also ruled that Terry Sanderson is not entitled to punitive damages. Sanderson's attorneys filed a lawsuit against Paltrow, her instructor, and the resort, claiming she negligently ran into him and went on her way, but a resort instructor says she did stay behind to make sure he got help.
KSL.com reports a claim of simple negligence is still on the table.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.